Jim.
Yeah. You mentioned a chimney. Would you call, what about say you had a factory? And the big thing that the smoke would go up through in the factory.
At these factories?
Yeah, would you call that a chimney?
No, call that a smokestack. A brick smokestack, built out of brick.
Yeah.
Used to be one set right here at the bridge.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I never forget coming to this town, circus town.
Uh-huh.
And there's some brick masons topping that thing out, and this is about 25 feet high, right there on the bluff of the river, right at the end, far end of the bridge from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's the scariest job I ever seen men are doing. Up there on 25 or 30 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Topping out that brick smokestack. Then later, you know, we got to using the metal stack.
Uh-huh.
A round pipe made out of metal.
Okay, suppose you wanted to carry some bricks or something else heavy like that. You might use this little vehicle that's got a wheel, small wheel in front and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you drive nowadays? I mean, if you want to go into town, you'd get in your...
If you want to handle this...
No. If you wanted to drive into town now, you would get in your...
Well, everything's motorized nowadays, you know.
Yeah, everybody has a...
Everybody has an automobile.
Okay, any other name for automobile?
Oh, some people say car. A lot of people say get in a car and go to town.
Okay.
But really, it's an automobile.
Okay.
But the common population of the country says car, they don't say automobile.
Okay, if something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd have to do what to it?
Either oil it or grease it. That is two expressions. Either put some oil on it or grease it. And then the word grease it meant that was a hard oil of some type, you know, which you had to handle with a paddle.
Yeah. Okay, you say, so, my car was squeaking, and so yesterday I, what, the car?
Had to oil it yesterday.
Greased
it.
Okay. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Yeah, hands all messed up for that black grease.
Okay, or your hands are all
Yeah.
What's that? Your hands are all...
Greasy.
Okay. The inside the tire, you have the inner
tube.
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you said that they were going to... What? The boat? Someone just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water for the first time. You'd say they're going to...
Well, I don't know. There's several different expressions used in that.
Would you use the word launch? Launch?
Yeah.
Do you hear that word? Right?
Yeah, I've heard that word a lot. Launch.
Okay. Do you know names for different types of boats?
Well, not much. I don't know much about this boat business. But I've built a few little ones you can use on. We can use on this river here.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call them a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
But we generally call them a river boat.
What were they shaped like?
Well, they were... You take two pieces of 1 inch long, let's say 10 inches wide, 1 inch thick. And you had what you call the form. You had a couple of planks cut, and you had this boat had to have a flare in the sides, you see.
Mm-hmm.
If it didn't, if it was straight up, it wouldn't take much weight, you know, to carry it on under the water. And you'd have what you call your form. You had the right bevel cut on these two boards. And you'd center them in between these two planks. And then you slope the front end off up down for the front. And then we call that the rake, the front rake and the back rake.